Hi, this week the question is, what does the Bible say about Christians and open carry laws? Now, I'm reading from an Oklahoma governmental website entitled Oklahoma Open Carry Frequently Asked Questions. Question, what is open carry? Answer, open carry refers to an unconcealed handgun, which is a loaded or unloaded handgun carried on your person in a belt or shoulder holster that is wholly or partially visible. Next question, is open carry legal in Oklahoma? Answer, starting November 1st, 2012, a handgun license shall authorize a person to carry concealed or unconcealed. End quote. And so, we know now from this website what our government says about self-defense, concealed weapons, and open carry weapons. But what does the Bible have to say about Christians carrying concealed weapons or openly carrying weapons for self-defense? In the year 2015, a friendly young man came to my house to inspect my house for termites. We began to discuss the subject of Christians and self-defense. This friendly young man made this statement, quote, "Of course God wants us to defend ourselves. He doesn't expect anyone to just stand there and let someone kill him or his family," end quote. Well, let me begin by pointing out that we only know what God thinks by what God has revealed in the Scriptures. We do not know what God thinks by what we ourselves think about something. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, the Bible says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God reveals His thoughts only in Scripture, John 16, verse 13. Unless one can show in a Scripture that God authorizes Christians to have concealed or open carry weapons, then no one can logically say, quote, "Of course God wants us to defend ourselves," end quote. All right, second thing I want to point out is that my friend presented a false dichotomy or a false choice. My friend suggested that there are really only two options to choose from if a Christian or his family is threatened. First, the Christian can either just stand there and let someone kill him or his family, or number two, the Christian can kill his opponent by shooting the opponent. Now, here's my question. Is there no third or fourth option? What about running away from the opponent? Jesus did say in Matthew 10, verse 23, "When they persecute you in this city, flee to another." Now, contrary to my young friend, I can truly say this is what God wants. I know that because I can read what God wants in Scripture. This is God Himself telling Christians what to do. You will notice there is no mention of fighting back and using lethal force. There's no mention of concealed weapons, open carry weapons, martial arts, or mixed martial arts. The only people who think Jesus advocated violent self-defense are people who claim to be Christians. Non-Christians know clearly what Jesus advocated. Isn't this a sad commentary on those who claim to be Christian and yet advocate violent self-defense? Now, my third and final point concerns an object lesson which Jesus administered to His disciples on the night that He was arrested to be crucified. In Luke chapter 22, verses 35 and 36, the Bible says Jesus said to His disciples, "When I sent you out without money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything?" So they said, "Nothing." Then he said to them, "But now, he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." Now you'll notice here Jesus instructed his disciples to buy a sword. What was the purpose of this instruction? Was Jesus arming his disciples so that they could fight and defend him as well as defend themselves from the illegal arrest which was soon to occur? The answer is no. That's not why he had them buy the sword. In Luke 22, verse 38, they said, "Lord, look, here are two swords." And he said to them, "It is enough." Now, obviously, Jesus did not intend to fight with lethal weapons, because two swords are not enough to defend Jesus and the other apostles against a mob of dozens and dozens of soldiers. All right, question. Why then did Jesus give instructions to his disciples to buy two swords? The answer is, Jesus was intending to use the swords as an object lesson. He had the disciples obtain the swords for the very purpose of taking the swords away from his disciples and instructing them never to use the sword. In Matthew 26, verse 51 and 52, "Suddenly, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, 'Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish with the sword.'" When Jesus rebuked Peter and told him to put his sword up, Jesus at the very same time rebuked all future disciples who would use lethal force to defend themselves. Christians are authorized to run away from trouble, Matthew 10, verse 23. Christians are authorized to hide behind locked doors, John chapter 20, verse 19. Christians, however, are not authorized to use lethal force. Now, Governor Mary Fallon and the state of Oklahoma may authorize citizens to carry and use concealed weapons and open carry weapons for self-defense. But neither Governor Fallon nor the state of Oklahoma speak for God. Jesus does speak for God, and Jesus forbids his disciples from using lethal force for self-defense. Well, thanks for listening to this message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.